This is GPB News. I'm Taylor Gant. In the United States, school shootings have been one of the most hotly debated topics in 2018. The issue was reignited in February when 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. In some cases, the people behind these crimes are dealing with a form of mental illness, including one man who attempted a school shooting in Atlanta in 2013. GPB's Destiny Robinson reports on the story of Michael Brandon Hill and his history of mental illness.
This August makes 5 years since the incident at Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy in DeKalb. The shooter, Michael Brandon Hill, suffered from several mental disorders throughout his life. His brother, Timothy Hill, was there through it all.
We were both raised the same way, not treated differently, and we had a pretty close bond growing up until our teenage years.
As a teenager, Michael's first crime was committed back in 2009 when he tried to set his house on fire with 8 people inside, including his brother. Timothy says the justice system brushed aside the incident, never giving Michael the long-term care he needed.
They didn't really try. He had been in and out of the mental institution at least a dozen or more times. They would just do nothing but try to medicate him, thinking that would help. That doesn't help with anybody.
4 years later, Michael walked into an elementary school in DeKalb carrying an AK-47 and 500 rounds of ammunition. There, he encountered Antoinette Tuff, an employee at the school who called 911.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on 2nd Avenue in the school, and the gentleman said, tell them to hold down. The police officer coming, and he said he's going to start shooting, so tell them to back off.
Tuff was able to talk him down before anyone was injured by telling him how she tried to commit suicide just a few days prior. She says the 21-year-old was a child in crisis.
He was just like the child that's next door. He was just like our children that are in our homes that are crying out for help. So for me, what I seen was a young man saying, can someone see me? Can someone hear me?
Michael was sentenced to 20 years in prison. His defense lawyer, Annie Dietz, works in a specialized mental health division for DeKalb County. She says Michael's history tells the story of a man who had multiple suicide attempts, hospitalizations, and a low IQ.
From the outset of his life, he was at a distinct disadvantage from say, you or I. Our system does a decent job of protecting juveniles. But when he aged out of that system, he found himself homeless, without supports, and just kind of cast aside by society.
Instead of prison, Dietz believes her client should have been sent to a mental health facility where he could receive specialized treatment. But she says more financial backing is necessary.
We deinstitutionalize this population of people. Without the funding to support these community mental health centers, people are not set up to succeed. They don't have the supports necessary.
The mental health debate continues to receive attention in the wake of recent school shootings. Dr. Elaine Walker is a researcher at Emory University. She says a decline in social engagement and the development of negative emotions are indicators of mental health concerns. But, she says, time is of the essence.
Early detection, early treatment is a critical issue for dealing with mental health issues.
Stories like Michael Hill's, where a disaster is narrowly averted, gives people like Antoinette Tuff hope that more attention can be brought to mental health treatment, starting with kids and their parents.
We as adults have to sit back and listen. Can't say anything. Get your paper and your pen out and listen to what our children are saying.
For GPB News, I'm Destiny Robinson in Atlanta.